Okay, Parshas Va'era. So Parshas Va'era is the continuation of last week's Parsha where Moshe Rabbeinu gets upset with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, saying, I told you this wouldn't work, and the Rabbeinim now going to be much harder to get. People have to go into the street, collect the straw. And Vayidaber Elokim Moshe. And Rashi, I didn't number the pages, but we'll have to see the Mi'ariyar. Ubarashi Diber Oto Mishpat. Kadosh Baruch Hu is speaking to Moshe and Mishpat of the Brekosha hardness. The Perishu Apiha, you do it. Hashem Yisparach Nimlach Matzadikim. Here the Mi'ariyar, many of them before explained that they're very upset, that Kadosh Baruch Hu is upset with Moshe, a lack of Amuna, attacking the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So the first, and so I wanted to first discuss what was the conversation, number of different approaches. The Mi'ariyar says, the Hashem Yisparach Nimlach Matzadikim Umodiyu Lehem Kol Hatzaros Shatidim Lavo Ba'olam. That Moshe, the God is telling Moshe all of the future, all of the different, the evils, all of the tzaros that can happen to Klal Yisrael. Zehu Diber Ito Mishpat. Shashem Yisparach Diber in Moshe Odos Kol Hadinim VaMishpatim Shatidim Lavo Abnei Yisrael. It's almost as if it sounds as if the Kadosh Baruch Hu was not was simply taking Moshe's complaints and say, yes, let me explain to you, this is how it's going to go in the future. There are many times that Klal Yisrael is going to suffer. Doesn't really explain. I don't see why he says this. Come to Yoav Yisrael. And again, also he wants to switch it around just a little bit. Vayidaber Lakim Vayomer. Uperish Rashi Dibri to Koshos Luchora Diyuko Sharashi Mimashe Huskar Khan Lashon Vayidaber Lakim. Because Vayidaber versus Vayomer and Elokim versus Hashem shows that it's the Dibur Kosha. Ki diber hu lashon kosha. V'gam shem Elokim, mora aldin ugvuru v'tokef. And the use of the word Elokim shows gvura tokef ubal ha'yicholos lipora me'ovri b'tzona kenoda. Vim ken kasha. The problem is, at the end of the pasuk, sofa pasuk shenemar, v'yomra elav ani Hashem. You started off v'yidaber Elokim, and you finish off v'yomer, and you use the Lashon Yudke Bovke. Shazem Mora al Harachim Gemurim. Ki Vayomer hu Lashon Rach. Soft. Begam Shem Hey Bovke, Yudke. Baruch Shemohu, Kulo Rachimim. The Eich Diak Rashi Mikansha, Diber Ito Kosha. So why does Rashi insist that he was talking to him in Lashon Kosha? There were two Lashonos in the Pasuk. V'nira de Rashi oza l'shitoso sheperish b'sofa parsha shalemale mizu l'pasuk ato tire asha esa. Because Rashi is going back to how we explained it at the end of last week's parsha. Now you will see asha esa, that I will do. Ato tire goy avo b'mechamos, you will see now, the mechama now, but the milchamos of Lamed Aleph Melachim Lotira, you're not going to see the battle of the 31 Melachim when they get into Eretz Yisrael. V'zeh adavar haya b'vadai kasha b'enei Moshe. See, the Ovi Yisrael is saying it wasn't v'yidaber l'kim. He's going to show it's not that God was speaking with kasha. It was the perception of the Moshe received, the Moshe had. That bevada kosha be'enei Moshe shel yizke liros esa aretz hakadosha. Moshe realized that Moshe was told that you will not see the going into Eretz Yisrael. Lezediik Rashi, Shaper, Shemasha hiskol kan vayidaber elokim al shadiber ito koshos uvesof apostik merame shegam zeh aloya mitzaradin. And at the end is showing that even what you thought in the beginning was din, was kosher, even at the, you'll see it wasn't. Adarabah, zehoya mitzad harachamim, V'ava gemura v'chiba yisera nadaslo. I'm going to show you that it was much more of a din of rachamim, of ahava. Ratzel lomar, shashem yisborach hodiyo oza tova gedola sheyagili yisrael mizeh. I'm going to show you all of the good that Klal Yisrael is going to have from this. Kimayma chazal, al pasuk in Tehillim, mizmal asaf. Kina miboyle, was it a kina? Ela lefisha shafach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, eschamoso alo eitzam lavadim, the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. It was a bracha, because the anger of the Kadosh Baruch Hu was on Eitzim and Avanim, on trees and stones. Avol in Moshe Rabbeinu Elav Hashalom Hayo Machnas Es Yisrael Eretz Yisrael. If Moshe Rabbeinu led Klal Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael, Az Hayu Kol Oivam Nofum Lefanav V'Halu Kilo Hayu, it would have been unbelievable. The Oivam would have, the enemies would have totally destroyed Yisrael. It would have been an immediate. And then the Moshe Rabbeinu would have built the Beis HaMikdash. Kimosha Kosa Beparshas Re'e. V'heniach Lochem Mikol Oivechem. Right? When you will be able to remove all of your enemies. Misoviv. We know, had Moshe Rabbeinu gone in and he would have built the Beis HaMikdash, you never could have destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. Yisrael. It would have been, not on Sony, it's a euphemism, would be for Klal Yisrael. You thought at beginnings of Ayidaber Lakim, you thought this was something which was horrific for you, but it really was a bracha. Bracha, why? Sheyatza mimisaso is called Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu was ready, willing, and able. He wanted to be Moshe Nefesh for Klal Yisrael. Me'ata mitoch devorim elu hanirim zorim la'ayin haroa. So the first objective viewer sees this and would say, it's upsetting. He's not going to have his dream come true. Nisgala l'moshe godel ha'ava v'chesed v'rachamim gemurim ha'nimtzachim izeh l'chol Yisrael. And he realized the great love and fortunate that was going to happen to Klal Yisrael by him not going to Eretz Yisrael. Zehu al derech ha'poshet. V'yesh o tovos p'nimiyus k'musim v'nelamim b'zeh. And there's so many more hidden ideas found in the Svarim HaKadoshim. V'zeh sh'amah shlomo ha-melech olav ha-shalom. Tova tochachas megula. What does that mean? That the Tova is hidden, it's underneath, but it's megula, it appears. Ashal kein chayiv adam levarech b'simcha k'shem sh'mevarech al-tova. Just k'shem sh'mevarechim. Al habracha came get mevarchem, you know, also on the peronials. V'yinek siv mipi elyon lo seitzi harov latos. Haynu, kasher ba el adam eza siba lo tova. V'tzara v'tachugas chas v'shalom. When something comes to you which is not good, hakol hu latov lo, ach tuvi gonas bogave. But there's still good that's hidden inside it. V'chol ish mizera Yisrael mechuyiv lahamen bazeh, shahakol hu l'tavosam ha'eis Hashem Yisbarach v'yisaleh. Everyone has to believe that everything within him is the tavoso, this is for the good. Asher darko lehetiv levruav uparot lezera Yisrael amsegulaso. Ach ke'eis, but now hazos, adayin lo nehizkala hatov, but right now, the good was not given to you yet. V'achesed ahu, it's still hidden. Right now, this man is not worthy of the tov. When you get to that point where you're roi to receive it, V'hoya meivinu mabiv v'tzofes hatova chesed shalato ito Habari Yisbar for Yisal Abba. Then you will be able to realize all of the good that God did for you. V'zeu tova tochachas megula. Habo mi ahava mesuteras. Just continuing, so, oh, yeshloma al zederach. Tova tochachas megula. Hainu sheyochol ha'odom la'asos mehashem tochachas megula tova. Ulahantum lavadinim aydeh ahava mesuteras. What does that mean? Al yedei shamamim b'muna, when you have unbelievable muna shalema, ki hatova hachesed, tamir v'gonis begavei v'itav, when you realize, when you're going through the bad times, that the tov is hidden within it, lo seitze haroos rak hakol hu l'tov oso. Uvezeh mevatam mematek hadinam me'olav, v'patakna einav v'huro meivan l'pam hatova gadol. You're just your whole appreciation of as you're going through this difficult time to realize there's a hidden good on it also removes the evil at the time, removes the ra. And they have Baruch Hu, Shemo, Dibur, Koshos, and Moshe, Rabbeinu, Levashalom, B'tachos, Megula, Umeyaz, Basi, Yaparo, Harala, Amazel. Yes, God is speaking to him with this harsh tone. Ulze Armalo, Hashem, Yisparach, Ato Tira. Now you will see. B'darshu Chazal, Avol, B'mechamos, Lamarav, Melachim, Lotira. Okay. So the idea of the Oy V'Shalom is that the Abda Rav is trying to say this is all from the perspective of Moshe Rabbeinu. See, Or Gedaliah, where Gedaliah Shor takes a different approach, this starts off with the whole idea of Chodesh Shvat, which is this Wednesday, this is Thursday. It starts with the Gemara Brachas. Gemara Brachas says, Rav Katina, Haba Oza Ba'urcha, Ki Mote Yapischa Debe'uva, he saw a hole. And the Vei Uva is, and I say this in English, but someone who speaks to the dead or something. Tommy Ganek Gova, and he's
necromancer.
Right. Yes, that's the English term. Good. So he said Ganek Gova, Amra Miyode Ova. How do you the earthquake? How do you know where the source of the earthquake? So I go my Hava Rama Kola. So Katina Katina. Amayla Dennis, of course I know. B'shah she'Kadosh Baruch Hu zocher as banav. When Kadosh Baruch Hu realized, he remembers that his children, Shushruyim B'tzar, they're so upset. Bein ha'umos, morid beiz the ma'os, he cries two tears, liyam ha'gadol, v'kolam nishma misofa olam v'yatsofo, and these tears, the teardrops, you can hear the sound from one end to the other end of the world, and that is the earthquake. Because what's pshat in this medrash? V'hamarab v'er ha'ga'ola, hekshav chikodem shahoy Yisrael ben ha'umos lahoy ha'rashas ha'aretz? What are you talking about? Before Am Yisrael went into Galus, are you telling me there was no earthquakes? It's always like that. So the Magid Mekoshtas Bibiurul Maharal Mataris Kushizu. Ki Bivadai Mishesis Yime Bereshis Viyadata Ein Shumas Chadash Ba'olam. Bivadai. There is no Chiddush from the beginning of Bereshis until now. Ubiterim called Sipra Kadeshpoch Viyoda called Amakarim Sheyubisedas Manim. And God knows the future, He knows exactly what's going to happen historically. Raksha Avsha Besedas Man Nistak Han Hogazu. Even though this is how the world is going to be run, Bekol Hamakarim Kulam Kavar Nistaru, history is set. Aval Sedazer Humashi Yet Tachas Hashamayim. Very important point, the Or Gedaliah, you've seen this in other places, that the Or Gedaliah says his history or what God is saying, that's Tachas HaShemayim. If the world runs according to schedule, according to the acts of nature, this is what's going to occur. Hanhaga HaTvayit, a natural history. V'yalzen Nemra Ein Kol Chodosh Tachas HaShemesh, and that's what it means. There's no Chiddush Tachas HaShemesh. Avo. Hidden inside this natural occurrence, there is another possibility. She'im b'nei Yisrael yishma'u l'hamitzvus Hashem. If b'nei Yisrael will listen to God, yesh b'yicholsam l'yos b'hanhogas acheres, history can change. V'hanhogasu nikras hanhoga toratus. This is like a Torah. It's a Torahic way. V'haperish b'zehu t'kamoshi yesh maka mesuyam. Asher shem ha-mesuda l'yos mikora. Yesh ha-breira b'yad adam. There's still a choice. Imlin is so a derech oso ha-mokam alo. We can still make a decision whether you should go down to the right or to the left. Kenu b'zman. Sheyesh ha-breira b'yad b'nei Yisrael im l'chayos k'seid ha-zman ha-tva'i. If we want to live, you want to live in the way, the natural way, everything is in it, the mesuda dik. U'kefi ma'ashe mesuda l'hiyos b'tchilas ha-breira b'toch ha-seid ha-zeh. Right? The toe of a vohu, the Medrash says, was already set in the beginning of the world there would be Dalit Golios. Did it have to have Dalit Golios? The answer is no. Ukemosha Dasha Chazal. Al Ha'aretz Hoysa Tohu Vavohu. Shemiramez on the Dalit of Malchios. Rashi's Balakim, the very first pasuk is already saying it's destined for this to occur. As long as the world goes according to nature. But if we rise above nature, we always had the choice to go through a different derech. Derech zman shem l'mala miseid ha-teva. She yitachas hanhoga toratit shehi l'mala miseid ha-teva. Ein kol chodesh tachas ha-shemesh. You know what that means? The ein kol chodesh tachas ha-shemesh, tachas ha-shemesh. Avolamala yesh chadash, above nature, above the sun, v'yesh b'yicholosim l'dabek asmam l'chios b'seid hazman hazeh. You can attach yourself to the Kadosh Baruch Hu. V'chein ho yabreira b'yab b'nei Yisrael b'chol yamos ha'olam. U'chemo b'eis matan Torah shehoi b'nei Yisrael b'rom ha'mala. For those few, for that period of time, when we were much higher in the room of Shemala. Had we stayed on that high level, there never would have been Shibud Malchius. However, but once we were chotem, so we came back to earth, we came back to tachas Hashemesh, v'chein hu aseidah. Nimtza de'inach inami metchilas habriya, hoya inyan zeh shal hazutos, gam kotem beis hamikdash, u metchilas briyas ha'olam ki inach inami, en kol chodesh tachas Hashemesh. It's true. V'hoya hazutos b'seidah ha'tefa, Sharagali Vyadu Lifnam. And now going just a little bit further, Umevisham Hamagid Bashem Rebbe Harebi Reber Kidavazen Nirmas Bapasak Zos Olas Chodesh Bechacha. That's why it's put over here. Zos Olas Chodesh Bechacha. It's going to discuss now also why we live according to the calendar, the lunar calendar versus the solar. Ki b'milas zos nirmas beiz hanhogos hanhoga shel seder hateva. There's the hanhoga of the nature v'hanhoga toratis os zayin moral seder shel shivas yemei bereishis. That's nature, 7 days of the week. Haseder shenistar b'seder hateva v'aleph v'hatav, which is aleph to the tav, right, the alphabet. Mora Maseda Torah is Shehi Api Achav Beis Osius Noraisa. See what he's getting? He was trying to get her to say there were two possibilities hanhagas. There's a hanhaga that you can live naturally. A hanhaga is lamala min ateva. Lamala min ateva, history changes. History doesn't occur the way it has occurred, and that's going to be also the pshat in the what the idea what God was telling to Moshe. Zos olas chodesh Mefarishim, what is it? A magazay? Ki zehu ma shesholim la'adam. Kavata itim la'Torah? What does it mean? Kavata, you've set aside times la'Torah. It's a beautiful understanding. Listen to this. Kavata itim la'Torah. What is itim? Omer b'loshen hazeh, kavata itim la'Torah. V'lo l'madata Torah. It doesn't say lo l'madata, kavata itim. Why itim? Ki ayyidei halimid yochel la'adam l'kvoha itim. If you learn Torah, if you're Dovik Bashem, then you're the Koveya of time. Sha'ayide limuda yesh b'yichotza l'gvoa itim chadoshim. You could create new times. That was a new hanaga. V'seder hanaga she'yeh al-pi ha-Torah l'mala miseder hateva. You can live above nature. The Ramban, the Reish Parsha Senem, maybe Divrei Ha'Evan Ezra, Amasha Kosev Resha Parsha Shkadosh Baruch Hu Niglas Avos B'Shem Shakai. Right? Until now I spoke to B'Shem Shakai, but now I'm going to speak to you in Shem Hashem. Shem Hashem Lo Nodati Lahem. What does that mean? Nir Eisi La'Avos B'Koach Yadaya Sha'ani Shodei Bo HaMazolos V'Ozel V'Chirei Avo B'Shmi Yud Kei. Now we do Yud Kei, but not with them. Why? Because they wanted to see God and nature. That was the others. That's what they're yearning to see. Perusha hanhoga im ha'avos hoysa oven b'toch oven. Shehem is badku atzman b'seidazeh. She, what is it? They're the ones who chose to live in this manner. Liroz hanhogas Hashem b'toch ha'teva. V'lochein ha'legoli ha'nevuah lehem. And therefore, the nevuah, or the relationship that I had with them, was on that level. Be often kizeh, but Hashem shall shakai. She perusha who she yesh dai elokusu v'chobriya. What does shakai mean? Well, the Kodesh Baruch Hu said, "Die, enough. No more creation." She bitoch hateva yesh elokus. Vabiyu who kedibrei hamagid. She hanhogas haolam hayibaseida tva'i rak shehim davku atzmam el pnimius hanhaga. Hanhaga Torah says they attach themselves to Pinimus Torah says Avakan be Mitzrayim, but now in Mitzrayim with the Nisim and the flows, what happened? Hischil haHanhaga b'shem hey Yudkei Vavkei. What perush she nigla laayin kol eich she Kadosh Baruch Hu manhaga olam. We see there would be l'malam and ateva v'hu she kol hanhagas haolam be ofen shal hakos Torah says the ken hoy b'shas matan Torah. So now go to the next paragraph. Nachzol in the Neinu. Shazdayin zemerum is prepared. Zos olas chodesh pechotcho. V'hinei tzrichim ladas ki'im ramzu zedaika b'pasik zeh. He shows again. Okay. Lahavin ha'shaychiz b'pasik zeh. Ki inyan Rosh Chodesh bechlolahu inyan shel hischachas. What is Rosh Chodesh? So it's to renew. Renew again. Zaman lehis orer hischachas. The inyan chidesh halavana mora sha'azhu zaman hischachas. She'im anu ro'im, if we see. Sha'az yesh levushal hischachas b'habriya. If we ourselves see the hischachas in creation. V'chol ha'olam ro'am b'chush and eschadish oz ha'levana, oz novo me'al gavoa shomer. And we ourselves will bring a greater shomer, simen she'oz nis'ora l'mala ruach shel eschadish. V'yorer li'olam inyan shel eschadish, u'kamosha anu omrim, atidim l'eschadish kamosa. U'bi'ikar eschadish, the ikar of being mechadish again over and over, the emesu kafi hasei the sheyeh le'es lavo, shela osid he hasei the kavu le'mala b'sei the hateva. In the future, we will live above the teva. Hanhagas Torah says v'hiyeh nikam mefurish the bnei Yisrael, eich achiyuv shelahem neschadish becholays, ve'eich hakadosh baruch hu mechadish bechol yom tamid maase bereishis, v'lochein ikur hayom tov shel rosh chodesh sheyeh le'osid, ki dekasav hayom midei chodesh bechodesh. Avo b'chol rosh chodesh yesha ora mezu hanhaga. And what do we see? B'yodin shebechol eis mischadesh hachiyas mehabrore yisparach. And therefore we count by the Levana. Shalavana mora al inyan zeh she'ein yishol devekim hanagas ha'tefa. The whole idea is that the hischadesh, that we don't attach ourselves to nature, ela mischadshin b'chiyo she'hu l'malam an ha'shemesh. There was a desire to go above the Shemesh. But I thought he said it straight out. Anyway, so that's what he's saying, is the whole idea of the two possibilities. But really what, so in the Pasuk, the Pshat is in the Pasuk is, I taught them, I spoke to, actually I did say before, that the Pshat was, by Yidaber Lakim, Alon Nadati, I spoke to the Avos in the Lashon of Shakai, but to you I'm going to speak down the Lashon of Yudke Vavke. Why? They lived in that world, they searched for the world only to see in through nature. But I'm telling you, there was another idea. There's a more important idea. There's a great idea that Teva of Yisrael should not be below the Shemesh, should be above the Shemesh. Be high above the Shemesh to live in the world of the supernatural, per se. And all of history would not occur. That's what he's trying to say. If you put this all together, yes, there was a discussion that he was telling him, the Mi'ari Ar said to Moshe Rabbeinu right away, yes, immediately, these are all the tzaras that are going to happen to Klal Yisrael. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu daven to say, don't bring all these tzaras to Klal Yisrael? Now you can get a picture. It could be through the idea, first of all, the O of Yisrael was trying to explain. No, Moshe Rabbeinu understood, or maybe it was made to him to understand, in the end it'll be better this way for Klal Yisrael. But the Ar Gedayah was saying something more. He said, all of this that is history, all of this that is a potential for history, it's a potential. That's what it means. Yes, I know, there were Dalek Goliaths. There didn't have to be Dalek Goliaths. Didn't have to, history didn't have to occur this way. Other topic I wanted to talk about, just quickly, I've mentioned this before, it's just worth to do it again, is the Meshech Chachma. And he commanded Bnei Yisrael, V'yel Paro, Melech Mitzrayim, Lahotis Bnei Yisrael, to take Bnei Yisrael from Eretz Mitzrayim. Obvious question, everyone asks, and we'll see in the Kedushas of Levi. What is the question? V'yitzaveim el Bnei Yisrael, what commandment are you telling Klal Yisrael? What are you saying? So let's go to the Meshech Chachma. Yitokin ki gamz oz b'mitzrayim ha'yigdoli ha'uma asher ha'yisorim nechbodim v'fratim. There were those, the gedolim ha'uma, v'heim ha'yu mishabdim as b'nei Yisrael la'avodim. And they enslaved others. Shemachru ha'mitzrim lahem. And perhaps, who were the three Shvatim that enslaved others? Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Levi shlohayu b'shibah Mitzrayim, lochem lo nata nachla be'eretz, v'chem Reuven lo nata rak be'ever hayardeh. And Reuven was in Eber Hayarden, of course, that's where they requested it. And when Shimon, the Skyim, Alav, Achalkam, and Yaakov, they were somewhat in Yehuda. They didn't really have their own, but they were also surrounded. Kemosha, Perish, and Ramban, Umehem, Hoya, B'nei Chorin, Harbe, Visarim. And in these Shvatim, there were many free people. Asher Hoya, Mishabdim, Es Yisrael, Hanim Karim, Lahem, Mem Shola, Shaparo. Lochain Siva Shem Yisparash B'nei Yisrael Gam Paro Yotziyos B'nei Yisrael Meshiba. So Vayitzaveim was talking to Klal Yisrael, to these three Shvatim, that they have to let Klal Yisrael go. Lochain Somach L'zei Yichus HaShlosha Shvatim U'Mesayim Hum Aaron Moshe Asher Omer Hashem Lehem Otziyos B'nei Yisrael Meshiba. House of Kosov. So you call mishpacha v'sheva tzava b'fnei atzmo v'lo yishabdi yishol zeh l'zeh heima damra paro. Uminira. And therefore we say, sh'lezeh ki b'nei yishalmi Rosh Hashanah v'yitzaveima b'nei Yisrael. So the first idea he's going to say, matzivam, apasha she, he actually commanded them. What did he command? The mitzvah of shiloh avodim. Why did he mention it now? Avdeim Yisrael sheshivdu tachas yodim. Hu adin yake ko amar Hashem, anochi karesi brisas avasecha, miyom atzesi yosem yosem chayim, mimbevzel leymar, mikesh yavashanim tishachu isha sachav, etc. The Reb Chaim Shmulevitz explained, why do you explain it now? It's also very important for us to remember. Because right now, you understand the horrors of Avdus. So now that you understand the horrors of Avdus, you'll understand the mitzvah of Shiluach Avadim, of why you shouldn't act in this way. When you go through an experience like this, you have the greater ability to have rachamim on others, and you understand the importance of such a mitzvah. But now he gives an amazingly second shot. V'yitokin loma b'das ha-medrash nasov sheshloshes shivotim elu henhigus rora b'mitzrayim l'fichon nitzachukam. Apita omru b'mechotam shebishvil dalet devarim nik'alu shaloshinu shemoyim v'loshon. We know there were four reasons why we got out of Mitzrayim. V'hoyim mitzuyonim l'goy v'chziku atzma l'gerim. Right, they didn't change their, they had their clothing, their shames, they said separate, etc. Mibnei shahoyim et sapim l'shuvah. Why? Remember the last week, by Timalei Aretz Osam, the Netziv says they were throwing off their Jewishness. And here, what the Meshech HaChamim says, they understood they were mitzapim l'yeshua, they were looking to the Yeshua. She Yaakov beirachosam ish ish ki birchaso b'chalukas haaretz. K'moshe Amar. K'su alatzidon. Avo shlosha shvatim halalum. Yaakov rochkan. What happened here? Yaakov cursed. When you give him a proper bracha to Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. So they had no Yeshua. They had no belief of the possibility, or they would lose their emunah. If you would lose your emunah, they would have been totally assimilated. If you don't see this, and that was the problem also with Reform Judaism. They didn't believe in Melech HaMashiach. They didn't believe in Olam Haba. They didn't believe in returning to Eretz Yisrael. So they just kept on assimilating more and more with all the Gentiles surrounding them. Because why should I remain separate? What is she unique? But here, if you believe in the Yeshua, then you can hold on to it. But these three Shavuotim, they said to themselves, every single part of the generation, Avram had Yishmael and Yitzchak. Yitzchak was the Zerah Avram. And Yaakov and Esau. They said, okay, with us too. They're going to be the other nine Shavuotim, and not us. Ilohoyim Shavuotim kechol acheyim. Had they been enslaved to all the other brothers, hayu uravim b'mitzrayim, v'yimadamim she'ein l'mcheilet nachlus b'kerv Yisrael? And therefore, what did Kadosh Baruch Hu do? L'fichach mana hashkacha m'shtabed asam b'chomer l'vanam. He saved them. He realized that they couldn't handle it. This goes back also to last week, but it's a musar. It's really an amazing musar for everyone. To understand that, you know, when it's a musa for parenting, it's a musa for a rebbe. You know, when you take away the hope of a child, you take the hope away from a talmud, he's not going to work. It goes back also to the idea of Vasna and Nenu Kal, the lesson that Moshe, that Kadosh Baruch Hu was teaching Moshe Rabbeinu. You know, every neshama is surrounded by the fire. It's just that some people have greater fires, or some nations have greater. People have greater fires surrounding them, and they just can't come closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And the job of the Rebbe is to somehow put out that fire. Sometimes you have to work harder. See, here, the pshat with the Meshech Chachma is saying is, the Kadosh Baruch Hu saw, I can't teach Reuven, Shimon, and Levi the same way, or I can't punish them the same way I would have punished the other Shvatim, other they would have been lost to history forever. But comes to Kedushas Levi and he asks a very simple question. Vayisavim, yes, he was Shami, there's a possibility. They told him the mitzvah Shiluach Avadim. But forget about the Rishami. Where do you say Vayitzaveim of Bnei Yisrael? So where do you see the Tzivui? Where do you see? So it's a nice pasuk, and after that, we never see anything about this. Comes Kedushas Levi. Ha'inin hinei yesh beiz min yitzadikim hamochichim esa'om leilech b'darche Hashem. There are two types of tzadikim that teach people. Yesh tzadik asher b'diburo osa rosham lachnia leiv osa risha. There are those who have, you know, they can articulate, they're intellectually motivating, they're able to give shiurim, they're able to get up on, you know, the shtender, and they're able to move people with their thoughts. They ain't tzorach l'tein shum tam l'davar. They ain't tzorach l'yels patib l'shono. Kein et tzorach l'asbi ha'davar. Rak isha omer ha'derach ha'yishar l'asuskin. They speak, everyone follows. Dibura osa rosham v'nichtas b'leva shomea. V'yesh tzadik. Asha'en dibura osa rosham. They're not great orators. Rak shehu muchrach lahavi rayos v'tamim. L'davish hazehu derech ha'yishara. V'zeh tzorech lehiyos ba'l loshon. Sheyuchel lahasbir ha'davar. La'shomim. Kishen yichaso devaru b'libam. It's go this way and that way. Zesha Amar Lo Shem Vayitzaveim Paro Kimosha Amar Hein Ani Oros Masayim. I can't speak. Vayom Al Hashem Ata Ein Tzorach Lehiyos Ba Loshon Lahasbe Laparo B'Diburim Rakato Tzave Eila V'Diburcha Osa Rosham Shemuchrachu L'Shmo Alach. I understand that the Kedushas Halevi or Pshat, really what he's trying to say, there are two types of Rabbanim, the two types of teachers, the two types of Manhigim. There are those manhigim who can speak and can, and I was really zochi, you know, when I sat by Rav Soloveitchik, you have to understand his intellectual power, his way to give a shir was so astounding. It was outstanding, astounding. It was amazing. We would sit and shir. I mean, he gave shir Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. We're talking about 3.5-4 hours each time. It didn't feel like that. You know what I'm saying? He had a command. Of able to, when he gave shiurim in, you know, the yard site shiur, 2,000-3,000 people came to listen to him, and it was for hours, and it was just an amazing instant that he had the power of speech. And then there were other rabbanim, also maybe the Rabbi Kalimer. It wasn't his shiurim, it wasn't his sermons, it wasn't his speaking, it was his maisa, it was his chesed. That's what led us to, you know, to there are two types. Sometimes, and sometimes you have a Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't a orator. That's what it means. Oros Vatayim, they didn't have it. But what was he? But he was a manhig. People followed him. They wanted to follow because of his chesed. Final piece, just a thing from the Torah Tamima. A lot of this talking about the Dala Lashonos. Why do we drink Dala Kosos? So it's interesting. If you look at the below Rashi, Menayin the Arba Kosos bePesach and Rabbi Yochanan Kenegan Arba Geulos. Votzesi veitzalti veGaalti veLokachti. Interesting here. First of all, the Rishami, which is not quoted here. Another idea was Kenegan. Dalit Kosos of Paro.
Paro?
Paro. The Dalit Kosos that I was talking about and back in the Parshas of Miketz. Miketz, wait. What does one thing have to do with what? First of all, there is that there's a whole idea to come up. Why was there a discussion of the Kosos of Paro? There is a discussion also. When were we chayiv to bring the Dalit Kosos? There's a statement of Chazal that the Dalit Kosos were really talking about after the Churban, or after a Churban, after not because of the Gula, but during the time of a Churban, the time of crisis. Something to really think about. What was that about? Is it possible that the Dalit Kosos was after the time of the Churban Abayis? Maybe the first Churban versus the second Churban Abayis? And one pshat is that was already from the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. Why would it have been from the time of Moshe Rabbeinu? It's also in the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim, but before Yetzias Mitzrayim. Could be the Dalet Kosos of Paro is not connected to this Dalet Lashonos, or the Dalet, I would say, before I say Lashonos, because it says Arba Geulos, doesn't say Dalet Lashonos. That's the Bavli. Rishami says Dalet Geulos. It could be that the Dalet Kosos are really connected to our Amunah Shalema, that there's going to be a final Geula again. It's not so much for the past, but for the future. Maybe that's the pshat of Koso Shaparo. Because the Koso Shaparo was taken already, where it was part of the Sheba, it was part of the Yosef, it was already part of the of the Sheba Mitzrayim. Maybe. But comes the Torah Tamima, and first of all, he points out, Shlosha b'posik zeh, v'echa b'posik abo. You know, the Dalet Geulos is not in the same pasuk. The three were the one pasuk, and one was the next one. And many discuss about the why there were three in one versus the final of a lokachti, because each one was a removal, a little bit more of the Sheba. Uvachol ha-poskim ha-mefarshim v'sefri ha-gadah shehuva drosh ha-zum, huva b'loshin kineged arba l'shono shegula. V'hanach roa, but we see, shabi rishami shatiknu chotra milas l'shonos. Why? Ela kineged arba geulos. Uladati Lashonze Mechavim Ma'od. Ki im neforish bepshuto keneged arba lashono shagula, ain tam bedava lekvor beshvilze arba kosos shalva. Unbelievable. If it's a four lashonos, why do I need to drink four kosos? Four different ways of saying something? Hare inyan ha-geula echad hu. Im b'loshon achas, im b'arba, v'eser lashonos. What's the difference? Four lashonos, 14 lashonos. Abo kineged arba geulos yispara inin heite. Yan kishin ayin yofa nimta dalet in yanam shonam bedalet mamar ma'elo. Asha kol prada pradhu inin sholem bishu la'atzmo v'shava hodoa b'yuchedas. Ki ha b'mama harisham v'hotzei, see what happened. Mavur sha yotziyam ha-kadosh baruch hu mitachas sivlos mitzrayim. He said, these are four levels of geula. Each one removed a little bit of the shibud. Kiloma shiakel alehem over them. Then first it made it easier. Avol ein b'mashma shiachoshu b'kulam me'avodasam. It's not that they were finished. It's not that they were totally free. V'alzeh hosef v'omar v'hitzalti yeschem. V'hayu shelo yavdu klal. V'emnon gam la'acha eila hanochas adayin him avdei pari. You didn't have to work. But you weren't free. We see kululim and yanim yuchadim mekhlal kula. V'hemshach ha-psukim hu b'derech lozu afzu. Kolomer, what does that mean? Lo rak hanocha zu esalachem ela gamzu. Velo gamzu ela od gamzu. V'kivin shekem avu apashat. Uma shelo tiknu kos hodo le'inyan v'habesi, that we know. Why? Eschem ela aras de'ein lomer b'mnei she'einim inyan hagula. Shere kemo cheng tiknu le'inyan v'lakati eschem li la'am. Gam kininim inyan hagula. Yeshlam apashat. That wasn't a gula either, really only. The last one was the Gula. Pasha Mivnei Shabi Yosenu Ata Begolus. Since now we're in Golus. V'aretz Masura Bidei Zorim Yevshel Yisar Kos Yayin Shel Zeh V'lul V'zei Chazeh Tikne Kos Miyuchel Lishmo Shel Yehu. Maybe, and he's just saying, maybe. You know, you ask anyone, says, what is the Kos Shel Yehu? We're talking about it's for the Kos, for the Gula Be'evesi. L'zichum V'remesh Sha'ana Mekavim L'biyas L'tchiyas Ha'umas V'aretz. Remember, one shot is that the coast is not a kosh aliyah, but it's a coast that I'm forgetting the name, the chief rabbi of Yerushalayim. Anyhow, I don't know why I can't remember his name all of a sudden. He gave a pshat. He said, "You know what this is? Keneged is keneged the Dor Hamidbar." Just by the way, that because there were four different steps of geula. So that's one of the ideas. I think it was the Meshech Chachma or the Netziv, one or the other, It says that's why you should drink a wine that's somewhat intoxicating. The faith, there should be a facial change. You should feel a physical change. Keneged each one of these changes of the geula. Each one of the geula. It's not just, and it fits in beautifully as opposed to dalu lashonos. See, dalu lashonos, drink grape juice. But if you actually experience the dalet geulos, then you have to drink something that's somewhat more intoxicating. Just an idea. Okay. Thank you all very much.
Thank you.
Be well.
Thank you.